Okay, what's the topic, Patty?
Well, I've just hit record, so you're the first one to speak on there, D-Bar. Welcome. Welcome to Roommating Habits. My name is Pat Collins, and we are here to help everyone guide themselves, along with our help, through this rocky waters of life and living with not only complete strangers or college roommates, but everyone from those first introduction meetings to perhaps husband and wife arrangements, husband and husband arrangements, living together with people in general, I think is what we're going to really tackle here. So, yes, joining me is going to say something first.
Matt, you're queued up.
I thought we were going in alphabetical order here.
No, I was going according to script.
Oh, there's a script. We don't follow part the
yeah, fucking part the kimono, why don't you? Jeez. Break that break anyway, that fourth wall of patio. I like that patio casting.
After that sad note, I'm Dave Barr, and I'm ready to fucking help people cohabitate.
That's hot.
Macromasco. And I think Pat broke rule number one of roommating, saying husband and wife arrangements. Now, I don't know if he meant living with your wife or if he meant living with a random and making her your wife, but that sounds like a bad idea.
Well, what I think the end game of this Avengers saga, I think, would be to just help people figure out what it's like to live with someone else, someone besides yourself. I mean, the grass is always greener. Don't get me wrong. If I had $2 billion, I think I'd be pretty selfish with that. I mean, I'd share it with some loved ones here and there, but I could see a lot of PS4, a lot of sitting down. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. And that's what we're here to break down and figure out here, fellas. We're here to see what it's like to cohabitate, as Dave says, with other people and figuring out what other people's roommating habits actually are. See what I did there? It's like a cool moment in the movie where they mention the title of the movie in the TV itself.
Oh, you looked at the camera for a second and you just gave a little glance.
Yeah. Roadhouse.
And then looked back to the show.
Cross my arms first. We'll be back after these messages. And then Matt ruffles my hair.
Yeah, I like that $2 billion thing. You just win $2 billion, you're going to live in a massive house with one lazy boy chair and a TV on the wall playing PlayStation by yourself. That's the dream.
A set of headphones and a microphone that don't really connect to anything. It's just
one lamp, one little lamp beside you.
That headset is just for me to connect to my robot butler to bring me more craft dinner. Yeah. And just sustain me navigate the landscapes of Battlefield, Star Wars Battlefront, and other games that help me grow my virginity back.
Yeah, pick a nerdier one,
right? You fucking loser.
My lightsaber.
I said, you're truly wasting your wealth there, sir.
He'll have Halo, and he'll have some other games.
Well, that's my exact point. It's subjective. It is whatever these waters of life are what you, the individual, make of it. And this is truly, truly the experience that I'm after. I'm after to figure out what those are and then how to fit that puzzle piece of someone else and fit that into your life. Like I've had to do with a wife and two children, putting their pieces on my body. It sounded...
Go on.
Not quite what I'm going for. So the point of the show is what we're going to be doing is taking various stories from the listeners, from the depths of the internet itself and break them down, I suppose, see what our own takes would be on this. A little bit of context. We, gentlemen, a collective we, and maybe not you two, but I have lived with both of you in different circumstances. Dave, you were my very first university roommate. And we're all buddies from high school. We have that much. And you guys from even beyond, in the from the depths of elementary school. But I had the pleasure of living with both of you. So I think we've spent a good amount of time figuring out each other's pieces and spending a lot of time together fitting those pieces into each other and into each other's lives, and really kind of rolling around into such a mold that allowed us to cohabitate without really too much animosity.
I think at some point I want to get into, you lived with us and you were our friend, but if you lived with us not being friends going in, we're looking back, if you would have enjoyed it or not. You know what I mean? You guys lived together. The two of you lived together. Your beds were 10 feet apart in a single room. You had the desk in between for a makeshift wall. I used to sleep in the laundry room pile on the floor, which, by the way, don't sleep in a pile of dirty laundry. Your back will hurt for a week. You think it'd be comfortable, eh? Okay? But the way you had to live, you didn't have to live with a random, right? Like, neither of you did in the same room. Could you imagine? No. Like, if Dave was the exact same as how he was, but you didn't know him going in. And you don't have to talk about it, but I'm just curious to think about that. Like, how that would have went over. Like, I don't know. And vice versa. I don't know. Maybe you'd hate each other.
It could be.
I'm not saying you had a terrible relationship. We lived together by any means. I'm just curious. I just think about that now, what that would be like. And not even living with a random, but living with, if Dave, if he was a random, or living with Pat, if he was a random.
I think to Dave's credit, he held me to a higher standard. Dave, I will say you are one of the most immaculate men I have ever met in my life. You would rearrange, and this is going further to the student house that we lived at together along with some other buddies. Dave would take every piece of furniture, including his bed, out of his room, I'd say once every 2 to 3 months, and just absolutely pressure wash the entire room. Just completely scrubbed down. There would just be the smell of like a lavender Lysol all wafting throughout the upper level when we knew Dave was cleaning. And he'd be at it for like 4 to 5 hours, commit a night. I mean, have a pint in hand, and like, you made it look enjoyable. I wouldn't say that was my exact style. I wouldn't necessarily say I was a messy person per se, but I think Dave held myself to a standard to at least try to clean up after myself once in a while. Because, you know, you're a very, very well-buttled young man. That's not the right adjective.
Yeah, it's the comfort level too, right? Like, going back to what Carrasco said, if you're like, just the example of us living together, we knew each other. And so that made us comfortable in our surroundings. So we essentially didn't know anyone outside our dorm room until
February of
the people we knew.
Saying hi to people as you're packing up to go home for Christmas. Hey, we should probably make some new friends around here.
Yeah. Hey,
it was the opposite, I think, where we were just like, oh, did you almost make a friend? Yeah, it was really close. Holy shit.
Yeah. It was tomorrow. I'm comfortable with. You guys can come back later.
Yeah, I think it was just my later self-diagnosed level of anxiety of trying to go out of my way to meet and interact with perfect strangers. And just like, no, God. Oh, I can't. I have friends. I have this. We had a solid foundation that we'd built over years of walking the schools of high school together, and walking the halls of high school rather. And it was like, I think one of our roommates put it best. He jokingly said, "No friends outside the house" throughout our second year. But that I think was something we all really took to heart.
Divided by that rule very strictly.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. We had some social contacts with hockey and other various outlets that kind of forced us to interact with other human beings. But it didn't necessarily help us when we had the vision of, say, going out and let's go dancing tonight, boys. Let's go see what kind of rugs we can cut on the dance floor and come home with nothing but a pile of fried broccoli poppers and dipping sauce in our hands. No other contact to speak of. But hey, it was life. It was fun. And we had each other to cry to. And
probably there was too many of you. Put some context on, there were 6 of them in the house, a couple more from home that didn't live in the house, and a few of us that were down every other weekend.
Yeah.
Outside of that group, you didn't really need anybody else. You had a whole hockey team from that.
Yeah.
So this podcast is essentially us trying to figure out how to interact with other people, how to make friends. Maybe that's what we should call this. Just like an introduction to befriending those that you are living with, that you are in the same vicinity of, and how to cohabitate. How do you navigate those interactions without getting anxiety-induced IBS from talking and forcing subject matter on to someone that you're unsure of how they're going to receive it.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we're going to have a various level of different segments throughout our experience together. And by together, I mean the collective audience, you who are riding this wave together with us, where one segment, we're going to come up with the name of it eventually, eventually. Where we're going to take some different stories and we're going to analyze them through our own idiosyncratic, I don't even know if that's the correct context for that word, but our own perspectives to see what it's like. So do any of you have one or do you want me to kick it off? What are you guys saying?
Well, you've got a topic handy, I believe. So let's hear it and then we can, we'll build off that and we'll see where it leads us.
Sure. I'm going off script here with this one here, fellas. I just found this one. I've not read it all the way through, but I found some words in there that upset me quite a bit. So I'm hoping that we can get some, at least some kind of conflict throughout this. Because this is, if not between each other, then with this person itself. So this is posted 5 years ago by Gumshoe. They have 412 points on Reddit.
Is that good?
I don't know. They have 412 points.
And, is that like high score or what?
It's more than the 363 from recently bearded underneath him, and 50 points from Katona. So I'm thinking Gumshoe knows what they're talking about. But anyways,
all right.
My roommate was a pretty shy dude. He didn't talk a lot, only had one friend, and spent most of his time playing Halo with that one friend. Eventually, toward the end of the year, he got a girlfriend. That was his first girlfriend, and I think he was her first boyfriend, too. So they had a weird way of showing intimacy. For example, now this is where shit gets real, fellas. For example, she would regularly spend an hour or more popping zits on his back. He had back knee. Also, he once told me that when he or she had to shit, the other would sit in the bathroom as well to keep each other company. They would also sometimes hold hands to prove to each other how close they were. It mostly didn't bother me, but one time I walked into the living room and he covered up his junk really quickly with a pillow. I thought I'd walked in on a hand job, so I was like, "Sorry guys, I'll get out of your way." She said, no, it's not what you think. I was just trimming his pubes. Seriously, he doesn't even have a boner." They were weird. Boys, we've done a lot of weird shit together, but I can't say I've ever encountered anyone trimming your pubes in our living room before.
Well, hold on a second. Whose couch was it? Gumshoe? What's his name? What's this guy's name?
Gumshoe was the roommate.
Yeah. Was it Gumshoe's couch or was it the roommate's couch? Like, whose couch?
See, that's the. We need some more context, perhaps.
Listen.
First of all, Gumshoe's got to move. This sounds way too.
Yeah, you got to move. Yeah, I thought the back knee thing, like, that's kind of gross. Like, there's some gross stuff, but like, you got to burn the couch.
Yep.
And you got to move. And who said, like, what were they? Were they using a razor on the couch? Were they probably had like some scissors from the drawer where they had their arts and crafts? Oh my God.
How long were they dating? Like, did he say they started dating when?
Well, towards the end of the year. So this must have been, I mean, towards the end, of course, is subjective. It's, you know, week two can theoretically be closer to the end than, you know, day one, frosh week kind of thing.
It was the second half of the year.
Yeah, let's call it the back nine. Let's call it the back nine of the year is when he saddles up with this young new girlfriend of his. But
yikes.
I don't know. The internet's a pretty dark place, and I'm wondering if you Google how to have a boyfriend or how to have a girlfriend.
Is that what they're telling you to do?
Is that in the manual? I don't know.
This guy doesn't seem rattled enough either, eh? Like, he's kind of saying it like, obviously it bugged him a little bit, but it's sort of matter of fact. Like,
Forgiving guy. And you know what?
Too shook up about that. Like,
maybe he was a little jealous. Maybe he felt left out of the crowd, you know? Maybe he needed a trim and he was jealous that his buddy was getting one right on the couch. And
Each of those three things are sort of filthy in their own different way, aren't they?
Like,
yeah. All three of those together, it's a little perfect storm going on there.
Well, guys, as I'm reading down the comments here, I'm thinking maybe we're the odd ones out.
Okay, give us is there a top comment? Can you see the top?
There is a top comment. And this one is possibly one of my favorite, but I'll leave the top comment for the end because you'll get why once we get to it. But the second top comment that I'm seeing here, that's actually ... really endearing to a degree. While it's totally weird in comparison to your average relationship, you have to admire that kind of closeness, sincerity, and innocence they have with each other.
Hold on. Is this from, was that a female comment? Has to be a female comment.
Katona? Katona.
That was the girlfriend. That was the girlfriend from the story.
That was the girlfriend, yes. Well, I don't know, because the next comment, and this is from, it's Jillian, not Julian. Not quite that weird. Oh, shit, just lost it. Yep, here it is. Not quite that weird, but I cut and file my wife's nails, mostly because she won't file them and her talons are not nice on my skin. Sorry, let me read that again like a human boy. Mostly because she won't file them and her talons are not nice on my skin. I also have no shame. Filed her toenails on Skype with a friend once. She still gets shit for it.
That's not even close, though. That's not even in the same ballpark as the three things going on in this guy's apartment or house or filming, whatever it is.
Filming yourself. Not filming. Skyping. You are filming. You're essentially filming it.
This guy's got a foot fetish. This guy's got a foot fetish.
And you know what? I'm not here to yuck anyone's yums.
No.
And it's whatever floats your goat. But still, though, that's kind of invasive, perhaps.
All right. Hypothetical. Which of those four things, the back knee's not as bad, I guess, but the back knee, the sitting together while you're taking a shit, the trimming on the couch,
filing toenails
on Skype with a friend. Which of those four things, if you had to do one of them, which one are you doing? Gun to your head. You have to do one of them.
You have to fuck, marry, and kill. One of those options.
Honestly, okay, which one are you marrying? That's the question.
I'm
definitely throwing the poop out the window because you never know what's going to happen there. So that's,
yeah, you can't do that one.
That's hard to predict. That's hard to predict. And plus, that's where I catch up on my internet goofs and, you know, read through my Instagram and share my likes and play Call of Duty Mobile.
We got the zits left. Oh
yeah,
even just
you get the zits, the filming of the toenails, right. Trimming. So he was on a couch.
He was filing
a communal couch.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's got to be out.
But you can vacuum those though.
Okay, would you prefer that your significant other is doing that or popping the zits on your back?
Well, I can't see the zits on my back.
Fair.
And I'd imagine there'd be some degree of satisfaction perhaps that comes out of that. I'm just trying to play the devil's zitvicate on this one. And just seeing
bad for her. Like you said, you can't see it. She's the only one looking at it. And you just, like you said, you're just getting satisfaction. That's it.
Yeah.
You can't see anything that's going on.
So you do either of those things before the foot filing on Skyping.
Well,
it sounds like you're what? It sounds like you're thinking you do both of those things.
I'll play the devil's. I feel like that's an easy out. I feel like that's a potential, like, that's an obvious no. So I don't know why I'm trying to defend this person, this internet,
you know what I mean?
Avatar that I just saw 5 minutes before hitting record with you guys. Here's another one. I popped my boyfriend. Sorry, this is from Pasta Pillow, 42 points.
Pasta.
That's episode two. Chef Boyardee versus the Italian roommate. I popped my boyfriend's zits, but I also subscribe to the Reddit thread Popping and usually have to beg and plead or bribe him to let me do it. Again, don't want to yuck anyone's yums. That's for someone. Continuing, pubes should not be handled in the living area. If you're going to be weird and grooming, if you're going to be weird and grooming your SO, do it in the bathroom. Tell me they put a towel down at least.
Probably not.
I mean, that's like there's some fetishes mixed in here, so I don't want to judge that stuff. But no. The couch. I keep going back to the couch. Why they have to do it on the couch?
Yeah, right?
Like, that's terrible. That's the roommating side of it is terrible. Yeah.
Just put ourselves in that scenario. You're coming down. It's Sunday. You've been out. You've gone out the night before. You come down. There's one of your roommates sitting on the couch with his lady. And that's just going down. What are you going to say to that? I don't think you're going to be as cool as buddy who sent in the post. I don't think we'd be as cool as that.
Yeah, I don't know how I react.
But you know
to that.
What though, Dave, with the context of all of the six of us that lived in that house with the exception of one Kevin, I would say that most of us would be so averse to confrontation and I think that would just blindside us completely as to be like, okay, I don't want to really embarrass my buddy here, but I also want to wonder why the fuck there's some grooming going on in the spot where I like to sit and watch hockey games and play my NHL.
That's because you live.
And what am I going to do if I drop a Cheeto? What am I going to fucking do if I drop a Cheeto and arbitrarily pick it up, throw it back in my mouth?
And you wouldn't even think about it. Then you'd be like,
you wouldn't even
wait a minute.
Fucking think about it.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not eating off that couch in your guys' house, but it's 2019.
Yeah, true.
I feel like one of you, and you'd have the phone out. You'd be, because you got to embarrass them at that point. Although, like, there's a pat. Like, this might go back to not even, they don't know each other, right? Like, so now we're talking about two people who live together. It sounds like they didn't really know each other going into this, right? So this is where they're acting, like, he's acting like a little more cautious around this person. Maybe not acting like how we'd act if it was one of his friends or how we would act if it was one of our friends. Like, think about if you're living with, like, a random and you walk in on that, right? But you're talking about walking in on that with some of your best friends, right? And like, we're going to laugh about it and we're going to chirp them and we may not want to confront them and we especially don't want to embarrass them, but you know, maybe. But now think about if that roommate is basically a random that you only know because you've lived together. Doesn't sound like they really hang out, right?
No.
So now how are you reacting? Like, and different people are...
The least.
Would you even be less inclined for the confrontation? I mean, again, whose couch is it? I need to know whose couch this is. Like,
whose property is getting showered
with
cubic hairs?
Do I got to bring this couch home
hairs
with me in a month? You know what I mean? Does my dad expect this couch to go back in the basement in a month when I bring it home? Like, whose couch is this?
There's two reactions. You either get very upset about it or you go, didn't know that was cool. Glad it's cool. I'm going to invite my girl over. We're going to have it. We're going to do it as well.
I don't know. And like, I don't know.
Dave just comes down the stairs. Me next.
Oh, you're doing that as well? Oh, I didn't realize we were okay with that. All right.
I'll get my scissors.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? Maybe we are looking at it wrong because I can't say I've known anyone. You said they started dating second half. All right. So let's say February so 3 months they've been dating. I don't know anyone that's been that comfortable with significant other to let alone do all that shit in like a public area. of the house, but to just do it alone, anywhere, privately. So good for that. You know? Yeah.
Well, I wonder how they got to that. You know, it'd be fun today.
Like, yeah. What are you doing today?
Nothing really good, though. You know what we could do, though?
Got some new scissors. How do you
come up with that? What do you want to cut? I don't know. looking around, feeling pocket. I was just at Veronica, and she just gave me a nice little side part that I don't dare want to mess up.
Yeah.
I got these pubes. Yeah, they're clean. Ish. I don't know. Go for, sure. You want to try them out? Go for it.
We'll just take a little off the top and see how it looks.
Mm. Like, a little pompadour down there.
I could see how the other things almost maybe happened by accident. As dumb as that sounds. Like, hey, his shirt's off and like she jokingly like pops one on his back, which is kind of gross and kind of random and kind of weird, but it'd be like, oh, that's funny, right? Like you could laugh about it.
Yeah.
And like the shit thing, like, okay, maybe they accidentally got locked in the bathroom, or maybe like she turned around and he quickly did it and he thought, maybe this is our dumb humor, but like thought it'd be funny to like to do that. And then the roommate just saw it that way. You know what I mean? And then it just sort of evolved into a thing that they were comfortable with. Like gross to me, but maybe that's how it happened. But the pubes on the couch, like,
just goes back to the pubes on the couch.
Or maybe he's sitting there doing it to himself and she comes down the stairs and she just sits beside him and is like, hey, let me jump in on that. But why is he doing it on the couch?
babe, the lobby timer is counting down. Can you take over here for me? I'm in this.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck up my kill death ratio right now. I'll owe you a big one. Could you just carry on? And she just kept on going, and that's where our boy, I don't even remember what his name is now. I've gone so down this far down this fucking rabbit hole of a,
of any, a thread any other, that I lost. Any other good comments in there that we need to get? Anybody on our side in the comment section?
So.
I hope the couch is at least leather, because you're not getting, getting all that out of a cloth couch.
Yeah, I'm picturing a cloth couch all the way. You're right. And that would be slightly better, but I'm picturing cloth all the way.
Yeah. So, great segue to comment number one.
Oh boy.
Recently bearded with 363 points. Top comment. Why am I the first person to point out that pubes should definitely not be trimmed in the living room? Matt Cremasco, recently bearded. You have been found. The kimono has been parted. You are found, sir.
Yeah, jeez. At least there's one sensible person in this thread. Right.
One fucking sentence.
It's like everyone's just looking past that part. Like, this person's absolutely right. Everyone's looked past the part that this has happened. Maybe they're all picturing a leather couch. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what kind of couch it is.
All right. This horse is beaten dead. We know this couch is getting burned. This roommate is not renewing his lease. Let's move on.
There's your advice. If you ever come across this, really consider if you want to live with this person for another year.
Yes.
Make you think.
That, you know. We'll okay. See. All right, that's our show, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this, joining us, everybody. I was addressing you two as the gentlemen. Everyone out there who's listened to us. Thank you to Marshall Dane for the use of his song, Come Back, on the album Running Stop Signs. It's a great album by a great artist, sweetheart of a guy. Highly recommend checking him out. Check us out on Twitter. We are at Roommating Habits, R-O-O-M. A-T-I-N-G, Habits, with one M. Same on Instagram, except on Instagram, two M's. Maybe we'll fix that one day. But who knows? Keep an eye out for that. And keep an ear out for the release of the website that is coming very, very soon, which we're super stoked about. Thanks again. I'm Pat Collins.
I'm Dave Barr.
Matt Cremasco.
And this has been Roommating Habits.
Till next time.
Till next time, if there is one. Oh, shit.